Well, it's Sunday, the 17th of May. 17th of May. Just after 8 a.m. I'm standing out the front of the caravan, on the veranda this time, not down in the grass, watching the bunnies nibble away voraciously. And I'm looking out to the sea over this wonderful huge bay. It's not a bad morning actually. We had rain during the night, but the skies just now are high altitude clouds, 20 shades of grey with the odd wee blue band. So the sun's actually popped out again just now. It's very nice here. Still that fairly strong southwesterly wind blowing, because the sea again is rough. But it's nice. Nice to stand here as well and look out. It's not cold, but it's also not warm. It's tepid. We get tepid weather. So anyway, here we are on Sunday morning, and we got up a bit early this morning because there's a car boot sale on the site at the far end. About 5 to 8 minute walk from here, and a vacant, well-mown field, if you like. We were at it last year, but having said that, last year the weather was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, and it was a great deal. I think we spent about 2 hours up there because there's so many cars selling them. But the thing is that with the weather and the forecast for today, which was supposed to be pretty horrible, I'm not quite sure if it's if there's going to be many there at all. But we're going to go up and see. Yesterday, the forecast for yesterday was pretty horrible weather. That's watched every forecast we could get, because yesterday was the day we wanted to go and do the long run out to Newton Stewart, west of Newton Stewart, and then south down through the Wigton Peninsula, the Machars, down through Wigton. It's a famous book place, claims to have, and I do have photographs of the largest big bookstore in the world. I don't know how they claim that. It's pretty big, actually. Anyway, that's in Wigton, so if you're interested in books and that kind of thing, you want to Google Wigton. They have a lot of... There's more than one bookstore, actually. There is more than one in Wigton. It's only a small place. It's just a small town with a market square and a wee park and a bowling green. But is it the largest bookstore in the world? So we dropped in there for a bit. The Saturday market was on. The local traders, the bakers, the butchers, market in the B Market Square. That was nice. Got some treats and goodies there. And then we drove, keeping south, down through Garlestone, which is a lovely little place. Beautiful place right by the water. And it's got a famous bit of stonework there. I have recorded a bit of the audio about that. I'll put that up later. And then from there down to Whithorn, Niley Whithorn, and spent a good 2 hours down there. The weather was, apart from the odd heavy shower which lasted just a few minutes, it was glorious sunshine. We had a fantastic day down there and drove up the far side to Port Stewart. Trying to remember the other big place. A new route we took that follows the coastline all the way up to Glenluce and Sandy Bays, and oh my goodness, it was just what a beautiful drive. If you picture going down one side of a long finger of land right to the point and then coming all the way up the other side, that's what we did. And then came back through Newton Stewart again, back to the caravan last evening. So we had a great day out. The weather was gorgeous, and in the evening it was still beautiful, beautiful weather, and yet the forecast was horrible. If we had went with the forecast again and not decided to do that run, we'd have been a wee bit miffed. You can never. I have a wee plaque in my room actually that says something. I can't remember the exact wording, but if you wait till it's not raining or something, you'll never get anywhere. So that's kind of our philosophy. And even if it says it's going to team buckets, get out and go there, because you just might not. Yesterday proved it. It was absolutely beautiful day down there. The Mackers. So today we're go up to the car boot, hopefully there'll be quite a few things in there. And then we'll come back here, we might potter about the local area a wee bit, have a light dinner here. And then we're going home today instead of tomorrow. And the reason we're going home today is that we had a decorator coming to repaper our vestibule and hallway in the house. He's phoned to say that he can come tomorrow morning and get it done, rather than us have to wait a few days after that. So rather than wait a few days, we'd rather have it done sooner than later. So we're going to go home today, so that when he turns up at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, we'll be there at home at least. Give me the chance to take the two radiators off the wall this evening and give him a clear room. So that's the reason we're going home today. So I'm not bothered about it, to be honest. I'm not bothered. Friday was good. Yesterday was glorious. Beautiful day yesterday. Enjoyed the run out. And we'll get what we get today. It's nice. I'm hoping, if I remember, to get down by the waterside here and try and get a wee bit of that seascape, soundscape, ambience, if I possibly can. The caravan park is incredibly quiet for this time of year. Very, very little caravans occupied, at least in this area. Very, very quiet. It's unusual. You know? Yes. Good wee break. Very short. Very good. It's amazing to look out in this bay, and I've been here, this is about our third year here. And you know, I can't ever remember seeing a boat or a ship. This is a massive bay here. You know, you can see way out to this sea horizon where the sky meets the sea. And it's huge, and yet I can't ever remember seeing one single boat or ship. So I guess all the sea life in this area are getting peace from the noise and turbulence of boats and ships. Share time, I believe.